Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. My name's David Gibson. And our show today is unusual. It's still related to vibration, but it's about truth. Truth. Relative truth and absolute truth. Our intention is that we might all go to a place where truth becomes totally available and clear. But before we get started, let me tell you about some things happening. The big thing is we have moved into a new place. We have a new home. Globe has a new home. We're now at on 9th Street. If you're in San Francisco, it's 351 9th Street, second floor, number 202. Still moving in. It's going to probably take us another week or so. But we've got our open house at the new place starting a week from tomorrow, Sunday. The October 7th, from 1 to 6 p.m. So if you're in the area, come on in. If you're not in the area, book a flight. and then we've also got, starting this Tuesday at the place, October 2nd, we have the semester begins, the three-month certificate program, and the 1.5-year associate degree program begins at the Institute this Tuesday, starting 6:30, going to 9:30. It's Monday through Wednesday nights with some weekends. And again, that's both the certificate and the degree program. The certificate is the first semester. We also have, starting on this Wednesday of next week, on the 3rd, the Sound Healing Audio Production course. It's more psychoacoustic audio production for any type of music that you would be interested in. We just teach you how to create sounds and recordings that affect people at a much deeper level, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We also have both of those programs happening online. Starting October 4th this week, you could start the online certificate program for sound healing. And same day, we have the certificate program starting for the sound healing audio production. And that works out really well. We've got, for the sound healing program, we have like 15 different instructors for the music production. I do the classes, and it really works well. We've got it. So you can see our computer screen and see our software, our Pro Tools software, and hear what I'm mixing. Also, what else do we have? We're going to have a meetup coming up. I haven't scheduled it yet. But I guess those are the main things. Oh, if you want to come for a tour, you can come like on Monday even. I've got a tour set up on Monday. If you want to come, since the semester is starting on Tuesday, you're welcome to come before the open house next Sunday, a week from tomorrow. We also have the therapy center set up where we do a wide range of treatments at the school. We also do many of these treatments online. We can find your soul frequency online. We can find what frequencies are missing, doing voice analysis. We can do all types of treatment online. If you're interested, you can check out soundtherapycenter.com, soundtherapycenter.com. All the classes are at soundhealingcenter.com. Of course, we also sell crystal bowls. We sell tuning forks. We sell sound tables with speakers mounted in the table. We can also mount speakers on your massage table and vibrate you into bliss. So, again, soundhealingcenter.com. We'll get you to everything, actually. And if you have any questions, you can call me at 415-777-2486. That's 415-777-2486. Or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. Cool. Whew, yeah, we've been moving. God, and setting up every day at the new place. It's really turning out to be really beautiful. Really, really like it a lot. Got 5,000 square feet, so it's a nice large Orange area. So hope you can come check it out at some point. So today, we're going to be talking about truth. You know, it's interesting. I've always had an unclarity. I've not been clear about what truth means for ages. People talk about truth and how important truth is, and like we focus on truth, and then that's, you know, the essence of clarity and such. And I just didn't quite get it. So I did a little research, and I still am not completely clear on it. So we're going to be kind of just exploring different ideas of truth. It's an interesting word, you know, truth. I mean, it's like the opposite of not real, right? The opposite of not true. It's not true. It's a lie. Truth is it. But, you know, it's interesting. When you really start looking into truth, and this I didn't find online, I just came up from thinking about it from the basic outline of our course in the school and sound healing. Sound affects you in four different ways: physically, mentally, as far as brain waves, emotionally, as far as releasing stuck emotions and transforming negative beliefs, and spiritually, mostly connecting to source, connecting to spirit, connecting to your soul. And as I mentioned, physically, as far as getting rid of pain or transforming diseases in the body and transforming the physical body into harmony where it simply works well. Right? So it seems that truth functions at these four levels also. I mean, you can have the truth in physical reality. Now, it's interesting because physical reality, as a lot of, as you know, as you probably know, is an illusion in one respect. Einstein said, you know, reality is an illusion, but it's a really persistent one. It's like, you know, it's like I'm always surprised as far as reality. When you come home, stuff is always in the same spot you left it. That's the essence of reality. It's pretty stable, you know, and science is based around it. So when we look at truth, it's really about the physics of how things work, the laws of physics, physical reality. That's the truth. There's a lot of mistruth about how physical reality works, and it's because we're still discovering it, because as you look at physical reality and the vibrations and frequencies of physical matter, well, the truth is, it's funny using the word truth, the truth is you can always go deeper, it seems like. And there's a different truth the deeper and smaller you look. If you zoom in and look at an atom, well, even within the atom, you've got the quark. And they keep finding smaller and smaller parts. You know, maybe it just goes on forever. And the physics of reality at these really small levels are different than the physics of reality at our normal level. And they haven't quite figured out why they're different and what connects it all. So even in physical reality, truth is not completely true, although we can say basic things like gravity pulls down, it doesn't pull up. You know, we know many, many things about the truth of physical reality and the actual vibrations of various things. They can be measured. And so truth is, you know, at physical level is one type of truth. And it's often based on logic at the physical level. But then you look at truth at the mental level. When I say mental level, we're talking about the vibration of frequency of different brain waves. Our brain vibrates at a really slow rate when we're asleep, like whoa, 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 or even slower depending on who you are. Different people vibrate at different frequencies, but our brain could be as slow as whoa, whoa, whoa for some people when they're asleep. When we're dreaming, our frequency is a bit faster. Whoa, 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 whoa. There's a full range, of course, that's theta. At alpha, it's more like whoa, 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 whoa. And that's relaxed attention and complete presence, awake presence. And then there's beta, which is our thinking, really fast. Right? And that's our thinking mode, figuring out, thinking, processing, you know, and so forth. So the reality or truth at brainwave levels, hadn't thought about this very much. It's really, I mean, you can look and see the exact brainwaves, but you know, it's really funny. We don't know precisely what. We don't have it all mapped out yet. So the truth about consciousness and brainwaves is still being mapped out. And then the tricky part is that different people's brains vibrate at a little bit at different rates. So even at, as I just mentioned, in delta, my delta is a little bit different than your delta. So it's like, as far as truth there, we're still evolving as to what really is going on. Then there's the emotional level. And at the emotional level, that really varies a lot. Different people have different emotions based on different information all the time. So there's a lot of variety. It's interesting when you look at what truth is when it comes to emotions. It's interesting because, you know, again, let me backtrack for a second here. There are two types of truth. There's relative truth that we're figuring out and is changing based on the information we know. And then there's absolute truth. And that's what I really want to explore on this show here today. So emotionally, there's all types of relative truths. You know, this information or this experience makes me feel this way. Another person might feel completely different from the same experience. Those are all relative truths. At the spiritual level, I guess this is where it gets really interesting. There's a lot of relative truths of, like, you know, I have seen God. And for me, that experience was 100% real and true. For other people, they may think you're crazy. You know, there's a full range of relative truth when it comes to even the experience of the soul. There's so much subjective. But at all of these levels, there seems to be an absolute truth. Now, maybe it's only absolute within our universe, which is pretty huge. Maybe there are other universes where this truth is still a relative truth. But it seems like there are places that people go where they know the truth. I mean, I have it happen all the time where I'll wake up at 4 or 5 in the morning and things are just that I've had no clarity about are just so clear and obvious that this is the way it is or what I should do or what's going on with a certain circumstance. And it's just, before it was cloudy, now it's perfectly clear. The truth is just so obvious. And there's no way anybody can tell me it's not when that lightning bolt or spark of clarity lights up in my system. It often happens when I just wake up in the morning around, 8 or so. And you just know that's the truth. Sometimes you even get to the point where you know exactly the path of your life, what you need to be doing. It seems that the truth is really tied to the soul and to source. When you get connected to your soul, you know precisely the next step. You may not know in 3D reality what to do and how to get, how to manifest that next step, or what it may not be completely clear, but you know what direction you're going, and it is so clear. And that may be change because truth is at the mercy of the flow of the music of life, which is changing all the time. But still, there is like this knowing. Same with source. You know, when you connect to source, it seems like all answers to every question you've ever wanted are there. I've been in this place quite a few times. Where every answer, any question I could come up with, the answer is perfectly clear and there. The truth is available 100%. And there's no confusion, no unclarity. It's like as clear as day, as clear as it can be. So really then the question is, how can you access these places where the truth is completely obvious? Let me read a few quotes and then we'll play some music here. Okay. Thinking to play Enlightenment first, but let me read some quotes before we play Enlightenment here. Okay. So these are really interesting ones. The truth that makes men free is for the most part the truth which men prefer not to hear. It's often any time that someone is pulling the wool over your eyes or over society's eyes, truth is really not a cool thing for them. Materialism coarsens and petrifies everything, making everything vulgar and every truth false. Materialism. An epigram is a flashlight of truth. A witticism, truth laughing at itself. Truth sits upon the lips of dying men. It's interesting, I studied Carlos Castaneda and the teachings of Don Juan, and he totally talks about death as your ally. When you are a friend of death, and you're aware that you could die any moment, then things come into focus unbelievably clearly. Now, here's the relative part. Everything we hear is an opinion, not a fact. Everything we see is a perspective, not the truth. Not being known doesn't stop the truth from being true. Truth is a good dog, but always beware of barking too close to the heels of an error, lest you get your brains kicked out. Francis Bacon said that one. To beware of barking too close to the heels of an error. So, they're saying, if you see something that's not true and you make too much of a hubbub about it, you can really get in trouble. And that's so interesting that we're so stuck on our ways that the truth has become dangerous even. Well, this place of truth is the daughter of time, not of authority. The daughter of time. You never find yourself until you face the truth. Let's listen to enlightenment and think about this essence of being in truth at the soul level. Plato said that we can know the truth if we sublimate our minds to their original purity. Sublimate our minds to their original purity. The dictionary says truth is that which is considered to be the supreme reality and to have the ultimate meaning and value of existence. Wow, that's heavy, huh? The supreme reality and to have the ultimate meaning and value of existence. Or truth is a very simple and handy concept. It is a correspondence of a pictorial or symbolic representation to the thing being represented. In the case of symbolic representation, the correspondence may be massively complicated, but it is nonetheless similar in kind to a simple pictorial representation. And then we've got the whole thing about Christ and the truth. Christ says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So the way to spirit is the truth. But then he kind of blows it in the way he says this, I think. He says, no one comes to the Father except through me. Oh my God, that line right there has probably caused more problems than any line in the Bible. No one comes, I mean, how untrue. No one comes to the Father except through me. Although, I bet you, of course, he was talking about through spirit. So, but people have always said, therefore, Christ is the only way we can get to spirit. All other religions are crazy. You know, boy, that's crazy. That's not the truth. Okay, here's another one. From the Bible, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Well, that's interesting. The truth will make you free. That feels totally right. Right on this absolute truth. This is funny. Here's a funny quote. When you want to fool the world, tell the truth. You never find yourself until you face the truth. Truth, though it has many disadvantages, is at least changeless. You can always find it where you left it. That's interesting. Truth, you can always find it where you left it. Okay. Truth is always exciting. Speak it, then. Life is dull without it. Truth is always strange, stranger than fiction. Truth, like light, blinds. Falsehood, on the contrary, is a beautiful twilight that enhances every object. That's a good one. Truth, like light, blinds. Falsehood, on the contrary, is a beautiful twilight that enhances every object. So, the whole question is, if we look at truth from a frequency perspective, truth is simply an awareness of the way things are, as far as we can see. So, truth is simply not a falsehood, and that can be in every case. But the trick is, how do we get to the place where we can see it, where we know? And sound is one of the most powerful to do this. There are many ways that we've talked about before. First, just to have harmonious sounds, sounds that are in harmony, sounds that are consistent and stable, as opposed to sounds that really are more distorted or jump around. Sounds of all the vowel sounds. All the vowel sounds provide consistency and stability that bring us to a state of peace. I tend to believe that the main place where truth is revealed is when you are at 100% peace. And the best way to get to peace through sound is by a slow fade, where a sound that is on the home note of the key of the song, the home note of the key of the song, and it fades out slowly, exactly like a crystal bowl. Got a crystal bowl right here. I don't know if we'll be able to hear it very well. Let me play it. Just a second here. I'll just tap it. Does a slow fade. And synchronizes with the silence as it totally goes to silence. It synchronizes slowly so that it sounds like the sound is still going, even when it's stopped. This is a frequency humming still, even when it's gone. And it's the essence of peace. It's a profound state after a sound fades out slowly. The stillness is profound, especially if that bass, if there's a lot of bass and it fades out really slowly. So let's listen to a song. And let's see. Let's, if we can, if we're listening to Awakening, let's start Awakening about, I'm giving my DJ a hard time here. Start awakening about 6 or 7 minutes before the end of the song. Fade it up and then let the end of the Awakening play. Okay? And listen for the slow fade of Awakening and how it leaves you in that place of stillness where truth is often revealed. like the sun. You can shut it out for a time, but it ain't going away. That's from Elvis Presley. Here's a good one. The truth knocks on the door and you say, go away. I'm looking for the truth. And it goes away. Puzzling. All credibility, all good conscience, all evidence of truth come only from the senses. Truth forever on the scaffold. Wrong forever on the throne. I like this one as my favorite. Truth consists of having the same idea about something that God has. To attempt seeing the truth without knowing falsehood is attempt to see the light without knowing the darkness. It cannot be. Truth is the torch that gleams through the fog without dispelling it. First and last, what is demanded of genius is love of truth. Wisdom is found only in truth. God is, even though the world would deny him. Truth stands, even if there be no public support. Truth is self-sustained. The truth will set you free, but first it will piss you off. Shut the door to all errors. Truth will be shut out also. It's no wonder that truth is stranger than fiction. Fiction has to make sense. Words of Truth. That one was from Mark Twain, by the way. This is from Lao Tzu. The words of truth are always paradoxical. Truth provokes those whom it does not convert. Listen for the fade now as we go to this place of stillness. you listen, you can still hear the sound of this song we just heard in the air. It's still going, even though it's faded out. Especially if you can hear a lot of bass on your stereo, it's more effective. If you just listen on a computer, you may not have heard the bass. This place of stillness, where the sound is still in the air. Is often where truth comes to you. Happens in nature, happens with love. I often find myself in a place where truth is revealed when I've opened my heart. Sometimes it happens after sex, even. Many places, but especially at this place, at the end of a slow fade. This is why crystal bowls and tuning forks as well, Tibetan bowls, are so amazing, because it leaves you in this profound place. And also, the sound table. When you lay on the sound table with the bass and it fades out slowly after being vibrated for a half hour, oh my God, you are in this total bliss of stillness with the sound still vibrating through your whole body, even though it's stopped. And this consistent sound is the essence of the stillness of Source and your soul. And often, the light of truth shines through in this place. So the trick is, practice going to this place. Hold this space, in fact, as long as you can. And go there as often as you can. You can hold it now, into the evening even. And for anything that you may have questioned, just hold the question in your mind until the peace of spirit says the truth. Listen through the week and through the week.